At the Friday evening talk, you mentioned the three poisons, kleshas, of greed, hate, and delusion, but you also added fear. Fear seems more like a result. Please explain. Well, it's important to know that there's different ways that the Buddha spoke of the things that are poison, stains, defilements within the mind, and kind of like the mula kilesas, the root defilements, greed, hatred, delusion, lobha, dosa, moha. But then the Buddha points to, in other discourses and other expressions of his teaching, then he'll point to different ways that say the mind also say gets stained or gets caught. So that the list that I was pointing to was and what are called akati, it's usually translated as bias. Literally, it means kind of like leaning. How a bias, we lean in a particular direction, or we are leaned, we're pushed in a certain direction. And that, in the root kilesas, greed is loba, but in this one of akati, then it's chanda, chandakati, tosakati, mohakati, bayakati, so chanda in this sense is a bit broader. It's just desire, but it makes the mind lean. It creates a bias in the mind that taints how we experience things. That the bias of dosa, of ill will, of anger, the bias of moha, delusion. But then last one, bhaya, as fear, is a bias within the mind. And, you know, on some levels, there's maybe, say, when you come back to, so you've got root defilements of greed, hate, delusion, you can come back again and sort of root defilement of either liking, disliking, on two. Or you want to come back to a root defilement of avijja, of lack of true knowledge. There's different ways of, these are different ways of parsing experience. But the experience of fear is, you start realizing how much fear drives us, and how much fear does create this leaning in the mind. And sometimes fear, we try to allay fear by indulging in something that's pleasurable. We a sensual desire is fed because it helps to assuage a certain underlying fear, underlying kind of anxiety, and similarly we get protective or irritated, oftentimes it's more fear based than is it, we're lashing out. Not because of some strong belief, but it's more like there's an underlying fear there. So that quality of that expression of fear as a, say, as an akati, as a bias, as a way that the mind leans, is really it's an important investigation. And as I say, the Buddha expresses or parses things out in many, many different ways. You start, it's like the 16 upakilesas. I mean, that's not, it starts making it, sort of parsing it out even in just different expressions of stains of the mind. But I think fear, in the sense of that, this akati, fear is an important aspect, and it is a say it can be a result, certainly, but results and cause, they go back and forth, they feed each other, but it's certainly, say, Abhayagiri as a monastery, I mean, that's what its name is fear is bhaya, abhaya is non-fear or fearless, it's fearless mountain. Giri is mountain or hill. So that there were many reasons for naming, using the name Abhayagiri, but certainly one of them was that sense of, oh yeah, a place of fearlessness, of not being, that one can come in as a place of safety, place of refuge, where one doesn't have to experience fear, or one has a safe place to feel fear at least. So then I saw that as an important gift to bring into the world.